The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvah Kuf Nun Hey, describes the mitzvah of Kiddush as follows. Shetzivonu lekadesh es haShabbos, velomar dvarim b'knisaso u'b'yitziyaso. To say words, b'knisa Shabbos, b'yitziya Shabbos, nazkir bom yitziyas Mitzrayim, you should mention yitziyas Mitzrayim, b'kiddush hayom, u'ma'aloso, the kedusha of the day, the maila of the day, v'hivdilo mishar hayomim akodmim, how it's unique and different from all of the other earlier days. And this is the mitzvah of Zochres Yom HaShabbos L'Kodsho. Zochrehu v'kodshehu bibracha. That's Lashon the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos. So the Magen Avraham says, you see very clearly from the Rambam, first of all, he paskins that the mitzvah is not on Yayin Midyoraisa. The mitzvah is just to say Kiddush. Says the Magen Avraham, what do I need to be sitting there at the Shabbos table saying Kiddush? When I daven Mariv Friday night, so I'm Yotzei the mitzvah of Kiddush. I said words of Shevach, how it's unique from the other days. So seemingly when I daven Friday night, so I'm Yotzei the mitzvah of Kiddush. That was the Kiddush of the Magen Avraham. And that means that when you get home, all that's left is the mitzvah derabbanan to say Kiddush alayayim. But the mitzvah d'oraisa, you were already mekayim in, it was already mekuyam in the davening Friday night. Now, we noted some issues with this. For instance, the Minchas Chinuch points out, I just read it to you explicitly in the Rambam, that part of the dvarim, part of those words you're supposed to say, are words about Yetzias Mitzrayim. And we don't mention Yetzias Mitzrayim in Friday night, Shmon Esrei. Srichos Kavana, we mentioned the Mishnah Brura. Okay, there are some issues with the Magen Avraham's Chiddush, but be that as it may, this is the Chiddush of the Magen Avraham. Now, there are some practical applications if we hold like this Magen Avraham. Now, issues with it notwithstanding, the Magen Avraham, you know, we don't start up with the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham is Mechadesh like this, so there are going to be some halachic ramifications to the Chiddush of the Magen Avraham. So Chiddush number one is going to be a real overturning of the din in Shulchan Aruch. If you open up your Shulchan Aruch, Reish Ayin Aleph, Dinei Kiddush, Sif Aleph, and Simin Reish Ayin Aleph, what does it say? Kishiyavo lebeiso, yimaher lecho miyad. The din is that when you get home, people don't realize this is a din in Shulchan Aruch. They get home from shul Friday night, and everybody hugs each other, and they sit on the couch, and they schmooze, and the kids come in, and they schmooze with the kids. The din is you're supposed to go right to the table and start the meal. Okay, you sing Shalom Aleichem, you get some Yesh Eschayil, but you go to the meal, miyad. So take a look in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, but wait a second. Why do you have to go miyad? Because the mitzvah, the oraisa of Kiddush, is staring, waiting for you to be mekayim it. But says the Mishnah Berurah in the third line of the Mishnah Berurah, v'yim eno ta'ev lecho, if a person is not hungry, yachol hamtin, he can wait to make Kiddush until he's hungry. Why? Shekfar zachar es haShabbos v'tfilaso. V'yotze b'zeh mitzvah saseh d'oraisa, according to the Rambam, according to the Magen Avraham. So says the Mishnah Berurah, what's nafka mina number one? If you're not so hungry, you don't have to rush, like the Shulchan Aruch says, to say Kiddush. Why not? Because you were already mekayim the mitzvah of the oraisa in davening. If you weren't mekayim the mitzvah of the oraisa of davening, you need to run and make Kiddush. And in Kiddush al makom suda, so you're going to have your suda also. But according to the Magen Avraham, you're already yotzei mid the oraisa, so you don't need to rush if you're not hungry. Mishnah Berurah there, kedarko, so he writes, but you also have to cheshbin your guests. If your family's hungry, if your kids are hungry, so you don't walk in and say, we're not, you know, making Kiddush for 20 minutes, take a look, Reish Ayin Aleph in the Mishnah Berurah, I'm going to relax on the couch before we make Kiddush. What about your wife? What about your kids? What about your guests? Okay, but putting that aside, there wouldn't be this din if we learn like the Magen Avraham. Okay. Another din. Theoretically, a katan should be able to be motzi, a gadol, in Kiddush Friday night at the Shabbos table. Why? Well, a gadol is only chayiv midirabbanan according to the Magen Avraham at that point. He was already yotzei midioraisa and shul. When he comes to the Shabbos table, he's only chayiv midirabbanan. Now, normally a katan, a nine-year-old, when I say a katan, I don't mean a three-year-old who you taught to talk, because that's just a parrot. We mean someone who has das, understands what Kiddush is. So he's 7 years old, he's 8 years old, he's 9 years old, he's 10. So he's not a gadol yet, still a katan. So he's only chayiv midrabanan. Why is he chayiv midrabanan? Because of the mitzvah of chinuch. There's a big debate, what does mitzvah of chinuch mean? Is that the father's mitzvah? Or is that the kid's mitzvah? But putting that aside for now, the kid is chayiv midrabanan. The father's only chayiv midrabanan. So the kid can make kiddush for the father. Theoretically, that should be true. Says the Mishnah Berurah, I hear, but you shouldn't be so mechan. Let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Beis. We're going to flip to the second page if you're in the standard printing of the Shulchan Aruch in the Mishnah Berurah. If you look at the fourth or fifth line, so he says there, Kosef HaMagen Avram. Do people see where I am on the in Sifkat and Beis in the Mishnah Berurah? Kosef HaMagen Avram. Dilafize midyoraisa bekiddush sha'omer betfilah sagi. You're already, it's enough when you make kiddush, when you davened. The crux of Zechoros Yom HaShabbos. So it says to mention Shabbos, and you did. He says, V'al kein, skipping a line or two, gam, skip another line or two, katan shi'egiya l'chinuch, a katan who's at chinuch age, 8-year-old, 9-year-old, yachol lahotzi l'fizeh afilu l'gadol b'kiddush, ima gadol hispal el'kfar. The katan should be able to be motzi the gadol, because the gadol davened already, it's not chayiv midiraisa. Now we realize these are two different types of durabanans here. The gadol was chayiv midiraisa. Now he's only chayiv, he's chayiv midiraisa. It just got downgraded. But be that as a way, that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. And then he backtracks. Ulam, however, yesh lefak beik b'zeh. I'm not sure. To hakaim alon, because we hold mitzvah shuchas, then he starts attacking the Magen Avram. We already mentioned some of the attacks in the Magen Avram. But at least his first perspective here, the Mishnah Berurah suggests that a katan should be able to be motzi a gadol, because of the Magen Avram. So it sounds like here that the Mishnah Berurah, I don't know if I want to say that he's paskening like the Magen Avram. He definitely quotes it, but then he's mafakfe, which means that he's suspect. He has doubts. He says, therefore, at the end of the piece, he says, therefore, yesh limnoa milotse side kiddush ayide katan. It's better to avoid the situation. So he's not rejecting the Magen Avram. And he's assuming that according to the Magen Avram, a katan can be motzi a gadol. He just says you should avoid it if you can. We're going to talk about this in a minute. A situation where this comes up is lo aleinu, an unfortunate situation if there isn't a father in the family. So the mother, a lot of times, will want the son, the child in the house, to make kiddush for the family. She's not comfortable. She's not used to making kiddush and making hamotzi. So she wants her son to do it. But her son's only 11. I'm not so sure that we would tell her that, no, you can't do that. She's now, that would only be if she davened the Maariv, right? We're going to see in a minute. A woman is chayiv midiraisa and kiddush, just like a man. If she didn't daven Maariv, she's chayiv midiraisa, the kid's only midirabanan. But here, fascinating din here in the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, one other nafkamina here is something that was mentioned already by Shabsi, I believe last week, and that is the... Oh, was there a bris already? Shabsi, was there a bris? You look frozen. Okay, I don't hear you. Okay. He mentioned it last week, saying good Shabbos. The Ber Halacha quotes the end of Dibur HaMaschil to Iskish. He quotes Ra'isi b'tshuvas b'chidusher b'kiva eger. He says, I saw in the Chiddush from Kiv Yeager that he's mistapek. Maybe Yotze HaMitzvah Saseh B'Amira Shabta Tava. Maybe you're Yotze Midioraisa Kiddush when you say good Shabbos. Listen, if Kiddush is just about mentioning Shabbos, so I mentioned Shabbos, that's it. I'm Yotze my Mitzvah of Kiddush. Now, if we would really take this from Kiv Yeager, that would mean that if you're on your way to shul, you're walking to shul, and you see somebody on the street and you say to him, ah, good Shabbos. That's it. You just ruined it. You can't daven mincha. You can't do malach anymore. You were just Mekabel Shabbos. Now here, the Mishnah Berurah Sa'ara from a minute ago is going to come in. Wait a second. This is Yuchas Kavana. I definitely did not have intention to Mekabel Shabbos when I said good Shabbos. Rabbi Akiva Eiger brings this up as a suffix. Maybe when I say to someone good Shabbos, and I mean to tell you, have a great Shabbos. It's an amazing day. So maybe I am being Mekayim, the din of Kabbalah Shabbos. Maybe that's it. I was Yotzei Kiddush already. Not Kabbalah Shabbos necessarily. I guess we can be dana whether it's a Kabbalah Shabbos, but because the Rambam is going to hold, you can make Kiddush before Shabbos starts. But Lamaisa, so Rebbe Yosef says that's why people say a good Ner of Shabbos. So some people might say it for that reason. Other people say it just because it's strange to say good Shabbos when it's not Shabbos yet. Right? It's still light out. I'm still walking to shul. Why am I going to say good Shabbos? It's not good Shabbos yet, unless you're wishing them. You know, you could say to someone like, "Have a good wedding tomorrow. Have a good, day in school tomorrow." So you could say to someone, "Have a good Shabbos about the future." Now, the Ber Halacha questions this whole Rabbi Akiva Eiger because he says, "Wait a second. The language of the Rambam was you need to mention the Shevach Ma'alas Hayom, the greatness of the day." You know, in Kiddush, we say how it's such an amazing day. Shem, singled it out amongst all the other days, and it's Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim, and it's Zecher the Bria Sa'olam. Just saying good Shabbos. I mean, what's so great about saying good Shabbos? You could say to someone, good Monday, good Tuesday. You can wish that someone to have a good day any day. I would also add, he doesn't mention it, and it's funny that he doesn't mention it because he's the one who mentioned this earlier about the Magen Avraham. There's also no reference to, no one says have a good Shabbos, Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim. Now, there's no Yitzias Mitzrayim in the good Shabbos. So why would you be Yotze? The Chut Shani, Rav Nissim Karelitz, so he defends Rabbi Akiva Eiger, and he says, no, the truth is, we don't say to people, good Monday, good Tuesday. Some people might say good Friday, but we're not talking about those people. So good Monday, good Tuesday, you don't normally say that to somebody. So the fact that you're saying good Shabbos is, he wants to argue, is maybe a way that you're praising Shabbos as being unique. You're singling out Shabbos as being different than the other days of the week. So the Shmir Shabbos mentions this as well. I'm sorry, the Chut Shani mentions this. And it's hard. It's a hard Rabbi Akiva Eiger to defend. But we're going to come back to this Rabbi Akiva Eiger in a minute. Shabbos Yasir unfrozen. Oh no, maybe you're frozen again. No. Was there a bris?
There was a bris, yes, on Friday.
Very nice. The Koresh Shmo B'Yisrael?
Akiva Usher.
Akiva Usher, very nice, beautiful.
Akiva after Rabbi Akiva and Usher after Dan Weststein.
Wow, very nice. Very nice. Okay. Very nice. Okay, he should grow up to be a double B'Yisrael. You should have a lot of nachas from him.
Amen, amen. You too.
Very nice, thank you. Okay, what about interesting side discussion here? If we're mentioning, does good Shabbos count as Kiddush? So there's a discussion about whether Shavua Tov, Gudvach, does that count Midyoraisa for Havdalah? You'll notice the Rambam, if you paid attention carefully, when I read the Rambam included Kiddush and Havdalah in the same mitzvah. The mitzvah is B'knisaso u'B'yitziaso, beginning of Shabbos, the end of Shabbos, to mention Ma'alas Hayom, and to speak about, single out the day, the uniqueness of the day. That's what Kiddush and Havdalah is, according to the Rambam. So if we accept Rabbi Akiva Eiger that saying good Shabbos is enough for Kiddush, so L'chora Shavua Tov, good Vach, should be enough in order to be Yotzei Havdalah. And sure enough, there's a famous, I don't know some people might have heard of this, it's Eliezer brings down in a tshuva that one of his contemporaries tried to argue that saying Shavua Tov does count as Havdalah. And therefore, he would say that when you get into a taxi on Motzei Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael, and the taxi driver is a non-religious Jew, so right when you get there, you should say to him, Shavua Tov. And the taxi driver will say back to you, Shavua Tov. And that's it. Now he was Yotzei Havdalah, and he's allowed to drive you. So you should do that in order to make sure that you're not being machshil, the taxi driver, and doing malacha on Shabbos. So Tzitz Eliezer says he doesn't agree. He says, first of all, he doesn't think it's an issue anyway. He thinks you don't have to say Havdalah for Shabbos to end. Shabbos ends at the Zman. We're machmir not to do malacha until we say Havdalah. And there is a din. But me'ikara din, Shabbos is over when Shabbos is over. Therefore, he didn't think it was necessary to do this. But, and the Shmir Shabbos brings this down as well, Rav Shlomo Zalman, the Tzitzit Eliezer, did not feel that saying Shavua Tov is enough for Havdalah. The whole idea of Havdalah is to be Mavdil Bein Kodesh Lechol. And you need to stay those lines of Hamavdil Bein Kodesh Lechol, Bein Or Lechoshech, Bein Yisrael Laman. The Gemara Pesachim goes through a whole discussion about what needs to be said for Havdalah. Now, you could argue that's only Midrabbana. That's not Midioraisa. But Rav Shlomo Zalman was not of that opinion. So even if you want to consider that good Shabbos would count for Kiddush, Shavua Tov would not count for Havdalah.
Some say you don't need Havdalah if you don't keep Shabbos.
You mean because you're not being, you're anyway not being Mavdil, being Kodesh Lechol.
I'm about that, right.
Uh-huh, interesting. You're saying there's no Chiv of Havdalah.
That's what some say. Either the Tzitz Eliezer or Shlomo Zalman, I forgot who.
Uh-huh. Okay. Interesting. I remember seeing that. Very nice. Okay, good. Thank you. Good addition. Okay, let's take a look at Sif Beis here in the Shulchan Aruch. We read Sif Aleph. Sif Aleph was, when you come home, you should right away say Kiddush. So Sif Beis is a very famous one and a very important one. All the Sifim are great, but this is a very famous one. Noshim chayavos b'kiddush afal pishu mitzvah zaseh shazman grama. Women are chayav in Kiddush midyo reisa, even though it's a mitzvah zaseh shazman grama. It's time dependent, comes around once a week. So women should be pater, because women are pater in general from mitzvah zaseh shazman grama. So why? Mishum de'iskash zachor l'shamor. And the Mishnah Berurah explains what this means. There is a hekesh between zachor and shamor. What does that mean? Just like hani nashe, hoel v'isnu b'shmira, isnu b'shira. Okay, in Yana Dioma from this past week's parasha, we read the Aseres HaDibros. So the Aseres HaDibros in Yisro, the Aseres HaDibros say, zachor yom haShabbos l'kodesho. When the Aseres HaDibros are repeated in Parshas V'yeschanon, it's the same event. And yet, over there, the Pasuk says, Shamor es yom haShabbos l'kodesho. So famously, in one place it says Zachor, one place it says Shamor, and we're told that both words were said, uttered at the same time by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whatever that means. Zachor v'Shamor, the Dibur Echad Nemru. They were said at the same time. So we assume that there is a connection between Zachor and Shamor. So, since women are chayiv in the one more point of introduction, Zachor, to remember Shabbos, we Chazal learn, is represents all of mitzvos aseh of Shabbos. Kiddush, Avdalah, the mitzvos aseh of Shabbos. Shabboson. Shamor, to guard the Shabbos. So that represents all of the los aseis. Women are for sure chayiv in the los aseis. Why? Because women are chayiv in all los aseis. The din of mitzvos aseh shazman grama are, as I just said, mitzvos aseh shazman grama. Women are chayiv. A woman is not allowed to be over on averas if they're time dependent. You can't eat chametz. Well, it's time dependent, so I'll eat chametz. All the los aseis, women are chayiv, and it's only the aseis. So since women are chayiv in shamor, the los aseis of Shabbos, they're going to also be included in the aseis of Shabbos. That is a drasha. It's a din d'oraisa. A woman is chayiv in Kiddush and Havdalah, according to the Rambam at least, mid'oraisa, because it's a mitzvah aseh shazman grama, but not because it's mitzvah, despite the fact that it's mitzvah aseh shazman grama, because of zachar v'shama. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch tells us. Umotzios es ha'anoshim ho'il b'chayavos min ha'torah. So Shulchan Aruch says it explicitly. It's not anything from any feminist movement or anything like that. It's very clear here in the Shulchan Aruch, black on white. Women are chayiv midyoraisa, and therefore a woman is allowed to be motzi a man in Kiddush. If the woman wants to make Kiddush at the table and be motzi her husband or motzi the people at the table, according to the Shulchan Aruch, black on white, she certainly can do that because a woman and a man are both chayiv midyoraisa in the mitzvah of Kiddush, and therefore they can be motzi each other. Now, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Dalet, so it's a very interesting Mishnah Berurah because on the one hand, it sounds like he's trying to tell you how true this is, but at the same time, he puts the brakes on it. He tells you, V'chein eskimu hataz and the Magen Avraham and the Gra b'sharei achronim. You know, he's listening like this is the all-star team over here. He tells you, this din in the Shulchan Aruch, in case you're suspicious that, you know, maybe this din isn't true, you should know everybody agrees to this. The Taz, the Magen Avraham, the Gra. However, says the Mishnah Brura, Yesh lahachmi lechachila shlo totzi isha anashim she'enem yibnei beisa de zila milsa. It's not appropriate, let's translate it for now, zila milsa. It's not appropriate for her to be motzi other people that are outside the family unit. If she wants to be motzi the people in the family unit, so that's appropriate. But it's not appropriate for her to be making kiddush and being motzi people who are outside of bnei beisa, people who are outside of the family unit. Just point out that the Mishnah Brura in Hay, in the next Sifkatan, so towards the end of the Sifkatan, he says, Vida, that when a person is being motzi others in Kiddush, it's important that the person making Kiddush knows that they're being, and has in mind to be motzi the other people, and the people who are being Yotzei, Al Yidei, the one making Kiddush, should have in mind that they're being Yotzei. And therefore the Mishnah Brura says it's a good idea for the Baal HaBayis to inform people that he's being motzi them in Kiddush. And I don't think a father has to do that every single week. You know, the father teaches it once to his kids, and then everybody realizes. But, you know, if you're having guests over, if you're at an event and you're making Kiddush, it's important for the person making Kiddush to state and let people know, have in mind, I'm going to be motzi you in Kiddush, I'll fulfill your chiyuv d'oraisa. Because everyone, you don't have a chiyuv d'oraisa to hear Kiddush. You have a chiyuv d'oraisa to say Kiddush. It's not like Megillah. Now, Mikra Megillah, you have a chiyuv, you don't have necessarily, it's a discussion, but you have to hear the Megillah, that's the Pashtus. You have to hear the Megillah being read. By Kiddush, you have a chiyuv to say Kiddush. When I say Kiddush and I have you over, I'm saying it for you and I'm being motzi. So I have to have in mind, and you have to have in mind that that's what's going on. But here in the Shulchan Aruch, you see explicitly that a woman could be motzi a man, but the Mishnah Brura encourages that it should only be done within the family unit. It shouldn't be done outside of the family unit. Zila Milsa. Okay. I'm just going to mention it quickly because it's not really super nogea halacha, but it's interesting, famous lomdus that has to do with this sugya, so I'll mention it very quickly. It's a great question of the Dugal Mervava, the Noda Bihuda. He asks as follows. When a husband comes home from shul, so he is no longer chayev midyoreis in Kiddush. Why? At least according to the Magen Avram. Because he was already yotzei Kiddush in davening. Now he gets home and he wants to be motzi his wife. But his wife is chayev midyoreisa. So he's only chayev midyorabanan. She's chayev midyoreisa. How is he going to be motzi her in Kiddush? So the answer is it's not really a question. Because we have a principle, afal pisha yotza motzi. Even though you were already yotzei a mitzvah, let's say you're not chayev midrabanan. Let's say you were yotzei completely. You could still make kiddush for your wife, even though she's chayev midiraisa. Because afal pisha yotza motzi, even though you were already yotzei, you can still be motzi other people. And this is predicated on the din, or it's based on the din of our arvus. Kol Yisrael arevim zeh bazeh. Which, whatever that means in the mechanics, let's just say for simplicity's sake, I am not done with my chiyuv if you're not, have not yet fulfilled your chiyuv on some level. It's one way to say it. There are other ways to say it. But the din is a din on the books. And the din on the books is arvus. Kol Yisrael Revim Zeh Bozeh is not just a nice fluffy idea that you sing about at a kumzitz. It is a halachic principle that afal pi sheyotza motzi. And therefore, a husband can be motzi his wife. But the Dugal Mervava isn't finished questioning. In the Prima Gadim, what I just quoted to you, I gave it to the Makorashi, the Prima Gadim says that explicitly. A husband can be motzi his wife, even though he's no longer chayiv midiraisa and she is chayiv midiraisa, because of the principle of arvus, afal pi sheyotza motzi, Mar and Rosh Hashanah. But the Dugal Mervava, the Noda Yehuda, same person, wrote two different svarim, so he asks further, because there is a rush in Brachos regarding benching, where the rush writes that women are not bechlal arvus. Women do not, they're not included in this din of arvus. Now, why a woman wouldn't be included in the din of arvus is a good question. But says the Dugal Mervava, according to the rush, when I get home from shul, I was already yotzei midyoreisa. So I'm now only chayiv midrabanan. My wife is still chayiv midiraisa. And don't tell me arvus, because the Rosh says that there's no arvus by nashim. And therefore, how am I motzi my wife? So Alzeh comes Rabbi Akiva Eiger and says, that's why Minog Yisrael is that when you walk into the house, what do you say when you open the door? Good Shabbos. And what does the wife and the whole family say back? Good Shabbos. Oh, she was just Yotze Kiddush, Nevi Araisa. Now I can make Kiddush for her also. I was Yotze, she was Yotze. Everyone's only Chayav Midrabban, and I can make Kiddush for her. Now the truth is the Dugal Mervava ends up saying that that's probably not what the Rush holds. The Rush said that women are not Bechlal Arvus in the context of benching. And it might be that only by benching women are not Bechlal Arvus. By all the rest of Kol HaTorah Kula, they are. Anyway, what I just told you in the past 5 minutes is like a classic shiur, you know, 45-minute shiur you can give. It's a nice little topic to talk about, this Dugal Mervava. But at the end of the day, a woman is Chayiv Midyoraisa. Her husband can be motzi her. We don't hold like the Rush. We don't assume like this Lahalacha. We assume that a man can be motzi his wife, even if he was already Yotze. And what the Mishnah Berurah points out, which is very important to realize, is that means that a child cannot be motzi a woman. A child, again, a child who's not bar mitzvah, cannot be motzi a woman in Kiddush. Because a woman is chayiv midiraisa, a child is only chayiv midirabanan. We already mentioned that if the woman davened mariv already, so then the child can be motzi her, and the Mishnah Berurah says, perhaps, according to the Magen Avraham, because now they're both only chayiv midirabanan. But if a woman does, many women do not daven mariv, so if the woman does not daven mariv, she's chayiv midiraisa, a child is not able to be motzi her. Because a woman is chayiv, just like a man is, a woman is chayiv midiraisa in Kiddush. Okay, let's move on. Let's get to some miscellaneous other dinim of Kiddush. Shulchan Aruch Sif Gimel. In Ein Yado Maseges, Liknos Yayin, the Kiddush. Ula Hachin Sarche Seuda, Chvod HaLayla, Ula Chvod HaYom, Ula Kiddush HaYom. If a person does not have enough money, Lo Aleinu, that he does not have enough money to buy wine for Kiddush and to buy food for the Shabbos meals, day and night, and Kiddush wine for the next day, wine comes first for the Friday night Kiddush. Mutov sheyikne yayin leKiddush halayla, mima sheyachin sarchei asuda. Comes before buying the Shabbos food, is you have to first make sure that you buy wine, that you have wine. And the Mishnah Berurah explains why in Sifkat and Zayin. Mishnah Berurah says, because Kiddush is a mitzvah saseh d'oraisa. And the Su'uda is only oneg, it's oneg Shabbos. It's divrei Kabbalah. The karasla Shabbos oneg. It's a pasuk in Tanah, in Nach. Mid'oraisa, you have to first make Kiddush. Now you're going to say, wait a second. You told us a few minutes ago that we're yotzei Kiddush just by speaking. Making Kiddush on wine is only d'rabbanan. That's true. But Ikaro, Kiddush is d'oraisa. And that, says the Mishnah Berurah, gives Kiddush the edge. Even though having a nice meal, which is Oneg Shabbos, is Midivrei Kabbalah, Midivrei Sofer, Midivrei Nevi'im, but Kiddush on wine, which is really d'rabbanan, takes precedent because at its core, Kiddush is a mitzvah d'oraisa. Even though you're doing it in the d'rabbanan manifestation, you're doing it in the d'rabbanan form, but since at its core it's a d'oraisa, so it takes precedence. The Mishnah Berurah, though, does point out something very, very important at the end of that piece. Hiskimu ha'achronim. He says all of this is only assuming that you have bread. If you don't have bread, bread comes first. Why does bread come first? Bread comes first because you have a chiyuv to have lecha mishnah and you have a chiyuv to have a suda. Forget about it. The oneg is to have the roast. Having the roast at the Suda, that's the oneg. But you have a chiyuv, it's a discussion if Suda Shabbos is d'oraisa or d'rabbanan. Pasha says it's d'rabbanan, but there is a line in some of the Achronim that it might be d'oraisa. But Suda, having a Suda, having Lechem Mishnah, and most importantly, the fact that you can theoretically make Kiddush on Challah. If you don't have wine, you can make Kiddush on Challah. And therefore, when the Shulchan Aruch says that wine comes first, Mishnah Berurah points out that's only if you have challah. But at this point is a good point to stress this idea, which the Mishnah Berurah himself I believe, quotes from the, in Sifkat and Tess. He quotes it from the Yam Shel Shlomo, the Marshal. He quotes here, Ubisefer Yam Shel Shlomo. He's upset at people who don't realize that there is a din called Kavod Yom, Kavod Kodem, or Kavod Laila. Take a look at the top in the Shulchan Aruch on top. We'll just finish Gimel. He says towards the end of Sif Gimel, the Hodetanya, that which we say, Kavod Yom Kodem L'Kavod Laila, that Kavod of the day comes before Kavod of the night, is Dafka B'Shar Tzarchei Suda. Dafka when it comes to other food things. But if you don't have Kiddush, Kiddush comes first. So what did the Shulchan Aruch say? He said Kiddush comes first, wine for Kiddush comes first. Oh, but what about the principle that the day is supposed to be given more Kavod than the night? That's talking about other parts of the meal. But it's not talking about Kiddush. Why? Because Kiddush, Friday night, is a Din D'Oraisa. So we have to first be Mekayim the Din D'Oraisa of Kiddush at night. Then we'll move on to having a nice Geshmak meal. Having a nice Geshmak meal, that's only Divrei Nevi'im. And when it comes to that, the day takes priority over the night. This is something that we don't normally associate it with, right? People think of the Friday night meal, fine wine, nice dress, you know, nicely dressed, fancy dinner. And then Shabbos lunch is, you know, some cold cuts and some potato kugel. You know, Shabbos lunch is not as big of a deal. It's really the opposite. If you have a nicer food, you're supposed to save it for the day meal. Kavod Yom is adif. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan points out a very important point as you're sitting there thinking like, oh gosh, you know, we always have Friday night. That's when we have the roast, and that's when we have the good food. And Shabbos day is a little bit lighter. Yeah, it's just a challenge. So the Aruch HaShulchan writes that if the type of food you're serving will be better tasting if it's served at night, so then you can serve it at night. You don't have to save it for the day. So if we're talking about a soup that you're not, I mean, some people do leave the soup on all day, but in general, people like to have soup hot, and you can't reheat up soup Shabbos morning. It's very hard to al pi halacha to reheat up soup Shabbos morning. So you have the soup Friday night. If the roast, when it comes out of the oven, it's much tastier, as opposed to saving it for the next day and putting it in the fridge and taking it out, and it gets, you know, rubbery. And so then, for sure, you can have it. You should have it. You can have it at night. Okay, moving on to Sif Dalet. Aser litom klum kodem shiyakadesh afilu mayim. Hold on, I see somebody asked a question. Yes, the Aruch HaShulchan, it's in the Makoro sheet. I don't remember if I sent out the Makoro sheet last time. It's in the Makoro sheet, and it is on the Makoro sheet. Let me see if I can I have it right here. I can quote it quickly. If not, one more second. I'm up. Anyway, yes, the Aruch HaShulchan is source 10 in the Makoro sheet from last week. Okay, let's take a look at Dalet. So we just said, Aser litom klum kodem shiyakadesh afilu mayim. You're not allowed to taste anything. You're not allowed to drink. You're not allowed to eat even water before you make Kiddush. Now, you're allowed to eat on Thursday. You're allowed to eat on Friday. We mean once you've lit candles and you've accepted Shabbos, so you're not allowed to eat or drink, not even water, before you make Kiddush. That's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. And people are usually, a lot of people know this, they know that this is pretty serious, even though the Mishnah Berurah goes out of his way to point out right away, Zerak Isur D'Rabbanan. This is an Isur D'Rabbanan. And why do we have this? Because once Shabbos sets in, you have a Chiyuv of Kiddush, and until you fulfill your mitzvah of Kiddush, so you're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to drink, you're not allowed to do something else, you're not allowed to eat something else. In the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, though, he does bring down that if, he says a woman, but it probably means a man also, it's just that it's usually the woman, it's the man who's at shul, you know, clapping and singing at his Karlbach minyan, and the poor woman is at home, and she's hungry, and she's thirsty, and she's waiting for her husband to get home, and he's schmoozing and hanging out in shul. So it says in Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa that if she's really thirsty and it's before Shkia, so she can drink. Meaning sometimes, you know, you bring in Shabbos early and you have time until Shkia. So he brings down that you can drink before Shkia if it's not officially Shabbos yet. because there are some opinions that the Isser doesn't start until Shkia. That's one point. The other point is the Shulchan Aruch, is the Mishnah Berurah in Yud Gimel, where Afilu Mayim. So the Mishnah Berurah says you're allowed to rinse out your mouth with water because you're not getting Hanah from the water. So very interesting question in the post-skim. Just it's an interesting, I don't know, I'm sure it doesn't happen that often, but just an interesting, the Minchas Yitzchak discusses this. The, you know, the halacha is that if you want to take a pill and you're going to take a little bit of water with the pill and you're only drinking the water in order to get the pill down, you're not thirsty. You're only drinking the water to get the pill down. You don't make a bracha on the water because you're not getting real hanah from the water. If you drink a little bit of Pepsi or Coke in order to get the pill down, even if you tell me you're not thirsty and you're only drinking it to get the pill down, you still make a shahakol. Because it's flavored, we memela assume you're getting hana. But water, because water is unflavored, so unless you're actually getting hana from it, you don't make a bracha. So the Minchas Yitzchak brings down that if she has medicine to take, so she certainly could take the medicine with some water. That's just like he says here, just like you can rinse out your mouth with water because you're not getting hanah from the water. You're not getting actual satiating hanah from the water when you rinse out your mouth. So you're also not getting real hanah when you take a pill. Okay, we're going to just keep going here. I want to keep moving. So the rest of Dalid, Hey, and Vav, we're not going to read them inside. They're a very non-common case nowadays. They once in a while, yeshiva guys, maybe on Purim this happens. But in general, it doesn't happen so often. This is when you're having a meal on Erev Shabbos and it goes into Shabbos. So we have something called Pores Mapa, where you cover all the food, you make Kiddush, then you continue with the meal, and the meal counts for you as your Shabbos meal. So we're not going to go into those halachos right now. And we're going to move on to Ches. So in Sif Ches, because Zion is just a continuation of the discussion of the Isser, Zion notes that if you did drink something before Kiddush, you could still make Kiddush. It's a discussion of the Gemara Pesachim, so he's passing that. Let's take a look at Ches. Im lo kidesh balayla, bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid, yesh lo tashlumin l'machar kol hayom. If you missed Kiddush Friday night, how did you miss Kiddush Friday night? I don't know, either you forgot about Kiddush, that would be strange to forget about Kiddush. Maybe you're not feeling well, so you went to take a nap and you ended up waking up in the morning. You know, you really weren't feeling well. So whatever the situation is, if you miss Kiddush, even if you did it b'mezid, you decided Friday night, that's it. I'm done with this. I'm not making Kiddush. I hate God. I'm done doing these mitzvos. And then you wake up in the morning with terrible regret and you realize, what did I do? I want to make Kiddush now. So the din is you can make Kiddush. You should make Kiddush. Now the Rama points out, you don't say by Hulu, but you say the rest of Kiddush, which means you don't just say your Berei Pri Hagafen, right? I imagine most of us know that for Shabbos morning Kiddush, the real Kiddush is just saying Berei Pri Hagafen. A lot of us add in before Bishamru and Zohar, right? Everyone's always waiting, like when they're hungry, like, oh gosh, is the guy going to also do Zohar? Like they wait at the end of Bishamru, right? So Bishamru and Zohar, but that's not really Kiddush. Kiddush is really just Berei Pri Hagafen. But if you miss Friday night Kiddush, so then you say Kiddush. And what does Kiddush mean? Nafayichulu. It means you say the bracha of Berei Pri Hagafen, and then you make the second bracha, which is Mekadesh HaShabbos. The bracha of Mekadesh HaShabbos. So you do that Shabbos morning if you missed. Rav Goldwicht raised a very interesting question with the Rabbanim. Really interesting question. Let's say you have over for a Shabbos meal, Shabbos morning, a non-religious Jew. You have him over for Shabbos lunch, and you know he didn't make Kiddush the night before. So maybe you should make the Friday night Kiddush in order to be motzi, the guest who didn't hear. He has a din. He still has to hear Kiddush. He never heard Kiddush. So you're having him over for the Shabbos meal. So maybe you don't need it. Okay, but arvos afal pishiyotza motzi. So maybe you should make Kiddush Shabbos morning in order to be motzi your guest. All right, I thought that was a fascinating question. I don't know what the answer is, but it's a very good question.
Nobody said it. What did Rabbanim say?
He texted it. He threw it out to us, so we didn't get any responses yet. I'll keep you updated.
Yeah.
Okay, Baruch Yosef, you had a hara?
No, I want to know we answered.
Oh, the answer, yes. We don't have an answer yet. Well, Mirza Shemel, next week. Now you have to come back next week to get the answer. Okay, I'm just going to very quickly start the next discussion. Just in the interest of time, I want to keep moving. So I just want to quickly bring up the next discussion. That is the din of covering the challahs during Kiddush. Covering challah while you're making Kiddush. So this is Shulchan Aruch Tess. If you take a look at Shulchan Aruch Tess, Sarach shtehei mapa al shulchan tachas apas, u'mapa acheres prusa al gabov. You always thought you have to cover your challah. That's not true that you have to cover your challah. You have to wrap your challah. Your challah has to be double covered. Says the Shulchan Aruch, you need to have a tablecloth underneath the challah, and then you have to have something on top of the challah. That's the din. Where does this come from? Why would this be? Why would you need this? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes two opinions. It really comes from Tosfos and Arvei Pesachim, Tosfos and Mordechai. Tosfos quote the Mishnah Berurah here, Mem Aleph, quotes two reasons. Reason number one is something that we heard when we were in Gan from our Ganenet, and that is that we don't want to embarrass the bread. Now, what in the world does that mean, to embarrass the bread? You know, the bread is sheepishly in the corner, is turning all red because you're making Kiddush. What does that mean? Embarrass the bread. So the pashtus of what that means to embarrass the bread is that al pi halacha, you're supposed to make hamotzi before hagafen. Hamaga esh. We have an order of brachos. The first bracha that's supposed to be made is hamotzi. It means that if you have wine on the table and hamotzi on the table, the din is you make hamotzi first. So if you make Kiddush first, it's we can call it disgraceful to the bread. But what it probably means is it's not correct al pi halacha. Because you should really be making. So what do? We cover it, and by covering it, so it's as if it's not there. You see, I don't see any bread. Where's their bread? There's all that's on the table is Kiddush wine. So I'll make Kiddush on the Kiddush wine. Now that would only explain why we cover it on top. Why do we cover it on the bottom also? Unless you want to say that you have to like put it in its own little unit, like a way. It has to be wrapped up in a way. The other reason brought down is Zecher Laman. We're told that the man, there was a double portion on Arab Shabbos, four Shabbos, of the man in the desert, the manna. And the man had a double protection. There was a layer of dew that first fell, then the man fell, and there was another layer of dew that fell on top of it, which somehow protected it. That was considered a big kavod, that the man wasn't touching the ground. It was protected on both sides. So to remember the man, which is the source, those Parsha of Mon is our source for the Sudas, it's our source for Lechem Mishnah, so we do the same thing with the challah. There are a number of nafkamina. I'm just going to mention one now. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 nafkamina for this question of what's the Ikar reason, but I'll just mention one, and because that's the one that's quoted directly in the Mishnah Berurah, and then we'll pick up for the other ones next week. How long do you need to keep the challah covered? Mishnah Berurah says, and he quotes that the Prima Gadim writes, that as soon as you finish Kiddush, you can uncover. Make Kiddush, you can uncover the challah. You know, if you want to excite everyone to go wash already, right? It's always like, come on, let's go, everyone. Let's go wash, come on. So if you want to excite everyone to wash and encourage them, you uncover the challah. Everyone sees how delicious looking the challah is. And everybody runs to go wash. Prima Gadim says that's totally fine. Why? Because you learn the issue is the bracha. So if the issue is the bracha, I've already made Kiddush. I don't need it to be covered anymore. But the Mishnah Berurah says that others disagreed with this. He writes that the Chai Adam felt that because of the reason of the man, and that's the whole reason we're making Lechem Mishnah, it should still be covered when you make the hamotzi on it. Because that's when you're commemorating the man. I remember eating by Rav Shechter once when I was a bacher, and I remember he picked up the two challahs. He wrapped them in his challah covering. There was a challah cover on it. But when he lifted up, he wrapped the bottom of the challah cover under the challahs, and he held the challahs covered when he made the hamotzi. And that's the schayyadam, that because of the reason of the man, so it needs to be covered when you make the bracha itself.